Dear friends, this year is a continuation of the previous year. We've been discussing the Machlokas Ktzos, Mari ben Leiv. What's pshat in Hodas Ba'adin Kameidim Dami? Where does it come from? Ktzos says Gzeres HaKosuv. Mari ben Leiv says that it's a Chayvus Chadasha. As we discussed at length, this is the third shir. Again, based on the shirim of Rav Ruderman Zichrono Livracha, the Ktzos asked the Kasha, that even though we learn from the pasuk of Kihuzeh that a person's Naaman al Atzmo, how do you know this Naamanus is more than Me'edim? Maybe the Torah was only Mechadesh, that there's Naamanus of the Baal Din, where there are no Edim that are contradicting him. And there are no Edim that are contradicting him, he's believed to say that he owes. But if there are Edim contradicting him, how do you know that the Edim, like we see in Krisis Yud Beis, are that this Baal Din is stronger than the Edim? V'yesh lahakshos od al pi mashiyos al haktzos. And we can ask more based on the Yisod of the Ktzos, that Chavi Nafsh Chticha Tisura, is learned from the Pasuk of Kihuzeh, that just like the Torah believed about Din Linyan Mamon, so too the Torah believed in Linyan Isurim. Im Kain, if so, Lama Ein Adam Ne'mon L'chayib Atzma Bon Shem Gam Kain. So if you're believed Chavi Nafshe because of Kihuzeh, which is where we learn Hodav and Miktus from. If you're believed Shabi Anafshe, so why aren't you also believed to be Mechayev yourself in Onshin? Malkus and Misi, you're not Naaman. Mammon and Assume, you are Naaman. So what are we going to do with these two kashas? Why isn't a person Naaman himself for Onshim? And how do you know that a Baal Din is Naaman himself more than Mea Edim? So from the second kasha, there's a little bit of a smach to what the Ktzos HaChoshen says. Because a person is not Naaman to be Mechayev himself Misum Malkus. The Rambam says, famous Rambam, Sanhedrin, Perek Yutches, Halachavov, Gzeres HaKosuv hi, She'ein mei Misum Beizim v'lo Malkum Misadim Odo Aspi v'al Pi Shnayim Eidim. V'zeh Sharag Yoshua Achan v'David l'ger HaMaleki. Yoshua Achan v'David l'ger HaMaleki v'odo Aspiem Horo Ashah Haisa Odin Malchus Haya. The Rambam says, you know why we don't believe somebody who incriminated himself? When you saw in cases in Tanakh, it was a Rasha. But in general, no, because maybe the guy went a little bit nuts and he wants to kill himself. So he's incriminating himself. And then the Rambam concludes that it's Gzeres Melech. So Pashas Devar Rambam is difficult. Why did he have to? At the end he says it's Gzeres Melech, it's Gzeres HaKosuv, there's no self-incrimination. So why does the Rambam then have to give a Svar? The Rambam also starts Gzeres HaKosuv. Al Pishnayim Edim. So once you have Gzeres HaKosuv, why does the Rambam have to start giving reasons for the Gzeres HaKosuv? Is a famous, we've discussed this in past shiurim. What's pshat in the Rambam? Why does he have to give a svar in time of the Krah? Well, the divrei haktzos yeshleimar, the boy Rambam, liyashev, mashek shenu. So the Rambam's coming to answer Akasha. Since it says ki huzeh, that a person is believed adal b'miktzas, a person should also be Naaman to give himself malchus, to have himself killed. Ella, to svara, shalola hamino b'zeh. The Shemu wrote to l'abid atzmo l'das. Maybe he wants to commit suicide. Maybe he's lying to the Beis Din for that reason. And therefore we say that ki huzeh is not referring to onshei haguf. And a person is only naman l'inyan mamon o iser, l'inyan misin o malchus. It may be, that's why the Rambam was giving a reason. Because how do we know the pasuk of Kiyuzeh is not referring to Mammon and Misa? Teretz is because maybe the guy wants to commit suicide. There are people like that. They're suffering too much and they want to take their own lives, or maybe they went crazy, they want to take their own lives. So it's explaining why we don't say ki hu zeh, that he's believed for Misa and Mammon, for Malchus and Misa, just like he's believed for Mammon and Isser. But that's a dochak way of explaining the Rambam. So we can explain the geder of Hodas Baal Din Ba'oifin Chodosh. And there's something similar to this in the Sefer Truma Sakri, the very beginning, Simon Aleph Os Aleph B'Tanai Hasheni. And that is as follows, that it's not mitam ne'amanus like the Ktzo says. It's not mitam matona nechiyuv chodosh like the Mari Ben Leiv says. Rather, it's a din Torah that a person has to be shomer hodas piv. A person has to watch what he admits. And if he's moide that he's chayev l'ploni mane, dinu shechayev l'kayim divrei atzmo v'loseis mana losa ploni. If he says he owes ploni, he has to do what he says. And el shabnash tichadichad yisura, he has to be shomer divrei atzmo. And if he says that it's aser, it's aser. It's not that we believe him, but that it's aser. If he has to be shomer what he says. So according to this, for and for the kashas that we've asked previously, the Ktzos asked the Mari Ben Leiv from the Chiyuv of Shvuas Moda B'Miktzas. We call Omer Lo Levisi Komer Lo Parati Dami, like we saw in a previous shir. But the Gemara says that if somebody says that you owe me $100, and he says it never happened, and Adam come and say that you borrowed from him and you paid off, so he paskin, he has to pay. Because kola omer lo lavisi, kola omer lo lavisi, when he says I didn't borrow, it's like saying I didn't pay. So he's essentially admitting he didn't pay. Now if this is chayvus chadasha, like the Mari Ben Leiv says, ma pitom, you can only make his chayvus chadasha if you're makabel upon yourself. But he wasn't makabel upon himself to pay anything. According to what he's saying, he never owed in the first place. So that was the kasha that we asked. But according to what we're saying, it's not a kasha. Lidvareinu. This is called a hodah. Because it's not a nuchi of mammon. We're mechayev him to be mechayev his hodah. So he doesn't want to be mechayev himself anything. Nevertheless, you force him to be mekayim divrei atzmo, kevin shenichlal b'dvarav shelo para. See, when he says that I never borrowed, he's really saying that I didn't pay it up. Right, including it, I didn't borrow, I didn't pay it up. And we evade him that he did borrow. So essentially, we're forcing him to fulfill what he says. It's not that he's accepting it upon himself. Willingly, if it was Aschayv is chadash, he has to accept it upon himself willingly. He's not accepting it upon himself willingly, but it doesn't matter because he has to do what he says. And he says, I never borrowed. So we say to him, listen, dude, the Adam said you did borrow. And that means that you didn't, if you borrowed, if you're saying you didn't borrow, you mean you're saying also you didn't pay up. And Adam is saying you did borrow, so you have to pay up. You have to do what you say. And that's pshat in moda b'miktzas. When you're moda b'miktzas, you are saying that you owe some, so you have to be shomer piv. You have to do what you said. What about believing him more than Edom? You're not believing him more than Edom. But he has to do what he said, whether it's true or not. But he said that he owes, so he has to pay, whether he really owes or not. And we understand why he can't be mechayev himself malchus or misa, because malchus and misa is a din in the Beis Din. Beis Din has to give out malchus and misa. It's not up to him. So when he says I'm chayev malchus and misa, there's no pshat that he has to do what he says. It's not up to him at all. But tashlumei mamon and agas iser, that's totally in the person himself. So he has to do what he said. He said it's usser, it's usser. He said he has to pay. He has to pay. The only question is, why isn't a matla effective if a person has an excuse? And then he gives a reason why he said it was usser. When it really wasn't, he has an amasla. So why do we accept his excuse? Sof sof yatsim epif hara shedaber zeh asur. So he has to be makayim. So how does this, what he says, why does amasla help to get him out of it? So the answer is that since he has an excuse, it's muchach that the ikr, what he said, wasn't true. And it's like he never said it. There was no seed to be makayim to be makayim what he said. Sheker hayadov rein l'chayv l'kayim devreim shalom nemru k'dvarim shalemis. You don't obligate him to pay what wasn't emes. So in the shiurim of Rav Ruderman, here they have an addition, Rabbi Friend. The shiurim are based a lot in his notebooks when he was a Talmud in Eretz Yisrael decades ago. So he had a Tosefes based on what Rav Ruderman said. He had a Tosefes to this shiur, which is printed in a different font. So anybody who wants can look at the Shiurei Avodas HaLevi and see wherever Rabbi Friend took this. Rabbi Friend, who later became famous in the world for his Halacha Shiurim and Musar Shmuzin. So you can look there. And we obviously have a lot more to say on this sugya. We just ask the Rabbi Shalom to give us life so we can say it. Shalom, shalom, sugya.